Return with us now to those exciting days of a few minutes ago as we present the exciting conclusion of the Average Christmas Special. George is being dragged through time and shown the error of his ways by the ghost of Benjamin Franklin. Will the lessons take hold? Let us find out in part 3 of the Average Christmas Special on many of the same stations.
Well, Mr. President, I've shown you hungry children, homeless Americans, people dying for lack of health care. I've shown you pain, suffering, unemployment, violence, all directly caused or related to policies that your administration created or social programs that you have destroyed. I have shown you your rich friends feeding on the bones of the poor, buying votes through lobbyists, poisoning the planet with their unbridled greed. What have you learned?
You sure proved it don't pay to be poor. Glad I'm rich.
That can't be all you've learned.
Learned you old dead guys sure talk a lot.
George, your administration could alleviate much of that human misery.
Could, huh?
Yes, it could. A few billion out of defense and into health care and education would work wonders. A few intelligent foreign policy moves could reduce the terror threat drastically.
You wrong, old hippie. Them terrorists hate us on account of our freedoms and TV.
They hate you because you refuse to understand them. And they hate you. They don't hate the American people.
Sure they do. Hate us all on account of we's even better looking than them. You ever see that Osama bin Laden guy? Looks like a stork with a beard.
You astonish me, Mr. Bush. Who ever thought you should be a president?
Were my idea. Karl Rove dreamed it up. Any place around here we could get a burger?
Ah. My replacement is coming. George, prepare to meet the third of your three spirits.
Man, not another one of you clowns. Well, Ben, tough one?
You shall find out, but be forewarned. He's the worst I've ever had to guide. But you are one of our finest guides, Mr. Bailey.
Well, thank you, Ben. I appreciate that.
I think I'm going on a little vacation, maybe London, 1769. I had a wonderful time there then.
S'long, Ben. Well, how are you, Mr. President?
Weren't you Jimmy Stewart?
No, George Bailey, Bailey Brothers Building and Loans. Jimmy Stewart played me in the movie.
What movie?
Never mind. Talk a minute, okay?
Yeah, you gonna show me the future? Spaceships and stuff?
Well, no, sorta, not really. You never saw It's a Wonderful Life?
Wow, no, man, I seen lots of movies.
Well, Mr. President, what we're gonna do is show you how the world would be if you'd never been born.
But I was.
Well, sure, but if you hadn't, a lot of things would have been different.
Sure, I would have missed it.
But, George, more than that would have changed. Look, here's how it works. We're going to assume that your father wasn't rescued at sea by that submarine back in 44. Where's that breeze? Now you're like me. We don't really exist. You never did. I'm a character in a short story.
Hey, it's awful bright out here.
It's Christmas morning, George.
Mr. President, bub.
You aren't the president anymore, sir. You don't really exist.
Wait a minute. Where's my presidential seal pajamas?
You aren't the president. You're just some guy named George standing in front of the White House on Christmas morning.
Wait, what's this here thing?
Hi, son. I'm your dad's fetus.
Fetus? What in heck you doing here?
Just the special.
Dang, anybody can get in these shows. Where's my security fence? Where's my Secret Service?
Well, they don't exist. Look, here comes the real president. He's in his fifth term.
Excuse me, you're standing on my newspaper.
Ted Kennedy, what you doing in the White House?
No, I'm not in the White House. I'm here asking you to get off my copy of the Post.
Where's the security?
He's having his morning coffee in the staff kitchen.
If you's a president, how come nobody's shooting at you out here in the open like this?
Why, would anybody want to shoot me? This isn't the 60s. Excuse me, are you Jimmy Stewart?
Travers, Henry Travers, Mr. President.
How are you? Is this man with you, Mr. Travers? He seems a little disoriented.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
T.
Ted. It's me, George W.
Nice to meet you, Mr. W.
Bush, Ted. Bush.
Well, if you're going to talk dirty, I'll send Alonzo, our chef, out. You'll like him. Good day, gentlemen. Merry Christmas.
You too, Mr. President.
What's going on around here? Hey, look! It's Bill Clinton with his arm around Don Rumsfeld. Don! Don, look out!
Hello?
Who are you? Is something wrong here? Don! That there's Bill Clinton. Ain't you afeard? Afraid of the man I married? I find your sense of humor questionable, sir.
That's okay, honey. Hi, ain't you Jimmy Stewart?
I get that a lot. Donna Reed, Mr. Clinton.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Reed. Vote for Don here in November. None of us like it very much, but Ted's gonna retire and Don's running.
He can't run for nothing. He works for a vampire.
I'm sorry. I think you need some attention.
I'll be all right. He gets like this sometimes.
Well, Merry Christmas anyway. Come, dear.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Well, that was weird.
No, Bill realized his preopism was repressed homosexuality. He just let it out. Don never worked for Dick Cheney. Dick died of a heart attack years ago. The world's at peace. Prime Minister Osama bin Laden of Saudi Arabia just built the best cancer hospital in the Middle East. Ariel Sharon's son is his best surgeon. You weren't there to mess it up, George.
Hey, coming this way. Ain't that what's her name?
Laura.
Yeah, her.
No, it's not. You weren't there to marry her, George. Now she's Laura Klumlunger. She and that dapper husband with her run the Library of Congress, George.
Huh. She don't recognize me. Hey, this means I got no responsibilities. You know, they got some really fancy whorehouses over on J Street near the lobbyists.
George, don't you get it? You've been handed a wonderful opportunity. You've gotten to see how life might have been if you weren't lazy, shiftless, greedy, and totally self-absorbed.
Yeah, that's pretty keen. Hey, you know, I can raise over $1 million a night.
George, we're trying to save your soul. All you have to realize is that money can't buy friends. It isn't that hard.
Nope, pretty simple. You coming?
Coming where? I'm your guide.
Well, I'm heading over to J Street. Always wanted to. You about done, ain't you?
Well, that's just fine. Franklin was right. Back to the present with you. I hope you choke.
George, George, wake up, George. You're having a dream.
Huh? What's that?
You were having a nightmare, George.
Huh. Well, ain't that something?
What was it about?
Well, I don't know. A bunch of stuff. You's in it and Don and Jimmy Stewart. One of them old fat guys.
Bull Ives.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we're dumb.
You go back to sleep, do you? It's almost Christmas morning.
Hot dang. I hope I get me some more money.
You have been listening to the Average Christmas Special Edition of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and his Average Elves. And remember that for the best in celebrity impersonations, do what we here at the home always do. Shop at your local Average store, conveniently located at all future parking lot locations. This is Padlo T-Flies wishing you and yours a very Average Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Solstice, Little Richard's Birthday, and anointing you to stay tuned.